Blog Talk Radio.
Woo! Miami Sound Machine, Big Will, King of the Hill.
We're coming to you live this evening from a Ray or Drizzly, South Florida. We want to say good welcome to the three famous letters in the musical world, Jay-Z and Beyonce. Welcome to Miami Gardens. Happy birthday to all those born in June. Thank you for all of my birthday wishes over the past weekend. And we want to say happy birthday today to Brother Mark Tillman, General President for Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. We thank him for all that he has to do. Tonight, we've got some very important things for you. If you want to talk about the World Cup, you want to talk about soccer, if you've been watching, if you've watched the College World Series, been watching the Marlins, and we're going to close out the show also talking about basketball. Those Heat, they're fishing now, but the big question is LeBron opted out. Will he be back or will he go? You can comment on all those by calling 646-716-5245, 646-716-5245. We're also going to talk about the new Florida Memorial Golf Tournament coming up this weekend with legendary Hall of Fame Mr. Dwight Stevenson, who's co-sponsoring with the Dwight Stevenson Foundation, the golf tournament's. So those are just a few of the things we're talking about tonight. And, of course, we also want to hear from you. So make sure you give us a call at 646-716-5245. I understand we got some people that's going to be calling us from Arcadia tonight also with some great things that are going on in that area. So we're going to start it out, see what's happening. I know we got the first Lydia Sports on. Miss Val, good evening. How are you this evening?
I'm good, Martin. How are you? Sorry I missed you last couple of weeks.
I am doing fantastic. Now, we didn't get a chance to talk to you last week, so what are your final thoughts on the way the Heat closed out the season?
Well, you know, now that I've recuperated from my severe depression, I just think San Antonio was on a mission. And I don't know if the Heat just didn't think, you know, they were going to win or they just didn't care. I don't know if they were just outplayed or they just didn't want to play. I don't know which one it was. And, you know, being the conspiracy theorist that I am, may have been, hey, let Tim get his rings and then we'll move on. So
you're saying that you think somebody made a call saying, hey, let Tim and Ginobili get a ring on their way out, right? Because I'm like you. I don't know who that. We had an APB out for Mario Chalmers and the rest of the Heat team because they hadn't shown up. And I was definitely thinking they were setting themselves up to make history, setting up for a comeback. And I was talking trash because that was the real Heat that showed up the first quarter of Game 5 when they went up by a whole lot. Just kind of showing them, look, this is what we can do. And it seemed like they faded away. So that is a question. I don't know. But we've been to the finals for the last 4 years, so it's a lot more than many other teams. So I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, we can't take anything from them. San Antonio definitely played very well.
San Antonio definitely played a very good game. I'm going to take it anyway. Because I actually like San Antonio, but they just happened to be playing the Heat in the finals.
Right.
I think if they were playing anybody else, I probably would have been, you know, rooting for them anyway.
Right.
It's just, I don't know. Part of me thought maybe San Antonio would win, but I just didn't think it would be like that. I thought it was going to be like a really exciting series or whatever. Because the first two games, Miami was really playing like Miami. And I don't know what happened after that. So.
Okay. Now, they did arrest the guy, since we haven't talked to you, did arrest the guy, I understand, that sabotaged or messed with the air conditioning. So many people are complaining about that. So it's going to be interesting. But that behind us, with that being said and done, LeBron opted out of his last 2 years of the contract. I'm going to talk about that later in the show, but, of course, we've always got to start with you. What are your thoughts on that, and what do you think will happen for next year?
Well, I'm thinking, I don't think he really wants to leave, but, you know, I'm not angry with him because he wants to, you know, test the market and see what his options are. I think what he really wants is a better supporting cast, or, you know, to beef up the team. And he may be willing to take a pay cut or defer some of his income to get that. I mean, I don't know if Carmelo Anthony would be the person, but I'm just thinking I think that's what he wants. And I'm just hoping that, you know, the media doesn't taint it, because I already heard somebody allude to, you know, the athletes of the day are not team players, and it bothers me because when the owners cut somebody or, you know, get rid of somebody, it was a business decision.
Well, it's the modern-day gladiator. I don't think they like the fact that, and I must say it, you know, athletes, and especially primary African-Americans, can make the decisions to be free agents and decide where they want to go and where to play. My phone was blowing up last night. A lot of people were calling me, talking about, okay, see, they're done. LeBron opted out. And I told them, I said, look, LeBron opted out is my sincere opinion that LeBron opted out to re-sign for less money so they get some supporting cast and stay in Miami. He's not going anywhere. We're going to be good. But they were like, nah. I said, I mean, he needs something to talk about. You know, he opted out to say what was going on. If you listened to the show last week or 2 weeks ago, Mr. Broadway told us that the big three aren't going anywhere because their wives don't want them to go anywhere. They love Miami and they want to stay here. And I didn't think about it this weekend, and I'm going to plug in right now. Everybody needs to make sure you go see Think Like a Man, too. It's hilarious. Needs some good laughs. Make sure you go see it for some good laughs, but also support black cinema. But, you know, Gabrielle Union was in the movie, and I didn't think about that. In fact, and they were talking about it yesterday, you know, Lala was in the movie, too. So, you know, they probably been talking behind the scenes about, hey, you need to come on to Miami and see what's happening. But many people think that in order for Carmelo to be a fit with the Heat, he has to change his game. He's my homeboy. He's from Baltimore, but he's got to change his game because right now he doesn't play defense, and he's got to adjust his game. But when you think about it, all of them had to adjust his game because Chris Bosh was a killer in with the Raptors. He was definitely the go-to and higher scorer, so he adjusted his game to fit in. And Carmelo has to pass the ball, play a little better defense, and I think he will do that in order to get a ring. So my prediction is, I'll give it to you later in the show, but the hint of that is that we're going to be fine. He's going to sign with the Heat again for less money in order to free up some money for that. Wade even may start coming off the bench. But I think they're going to be we're going to be okay. It's not going to be a problem, and I think we'll be ready to get back to the finals again next year. So we'll see how that works out.
I concur. I believe that also, because people are just freaking out. Oh, he's doing what he did to Cleveland, and he really didn't do anything to Cleveland. It's just, you know, every time I hear people talk like that, I say, I have two words for you, Peyton Manning. That's it. If a team is willing to cut a player of that magnitude, of that popularity, you really think they care about anybody else?
There you go. And you didn't hear a lot about that.
My hat's off to the players that just take charge. And that's really
it's a different sport. You didn't hear a lot about it, but you're right.
Yeah.
The Colts cut Peyton Manning to, you know, Super Bowl MVP and player to move in a different direction and get a draft pick, and they didn't say a lot about it. Had by the same token, he said, I'm going elsewhere for more money or somewhere else. People have been up in arms. But you're right. He got cut. I mean, they actually cut him. And so when you think about that, it puts it in perspective.
Right. They cut him the day before they were supposed to pay him, like, about $5 million. I mean, they could have cut him at any time, but they waited until the ninth hour, which I thought was really cold, really cold. But, you know, but it's business. That's what it is. And what LeBron did 3 years ago was business. And I don't care what anybody says. And, you know, they just made such a big deal out of it because, you know, I guess, and LeBron, I think he saw Kevin Garnett. He was like, I'm not going to be Kevin Garnett. I'm not going to wait for
right.
Tail end of my career to get these rings. I want them now.
Because Kevin actually said he should have tested the free agent market a long time ago. So that's good. You going to hang around with us for a while tonight?
Yeah, I'll be here.
All right. Well, we're going to check it out. We got a couple other calls in the queue. I know we're going to check with Vince and find out what's happening right now with the Calls World Series. We're talking with legendary Hall of Famer Dwight Stevenson later on about Dwight Stevenson and Florida Moore University golf tournament coming this weekend. We're going to talk about some things with the city of Miami, and we got some musical notes to close out the show also. So we got some other things. So stick around. We'll come back to you a little bit later to get some comments and feedback, okay?
All right.
Right now, let's go to our baseball aficionado and find out what's happening with the round ball. That smaller round ball, Mr. Vince. Good evening, sir. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How about you, brother?
I am doing fantastic, man. Welcome back on. So what's happening with the College World Series?
Oh, man, dude, I tell you what. The College World Series has definitely blown me away. If you recall last week, I said that Texas would be my pick to go all the way, and that is not what it turned out to be, man. We're going to have a new champion this year. This year you're going to have Vanderbilt as the sweet baby who's making it all the way to the big show, man. They're one win away from taking it all. So I tell you what, I did watch their first two games, and they played fantastic baseball. They got big, heavy power pitchers that's going to come in there and shut it down. They're going to bring a sophomore back on the mound tomorrow night who pitched their first game, and he was just amazing. So I think he does have the stuff to come out there and close it out.
Okay.
So we can see Vanderbilt as the champ.
That sounds fantastic. We definitely going to find out what's going on with that. Now, with the Marlins, I know they're on the West Coast today. What happened with them today?
Let me see. I got to check back on it, though. When I left the game earlier today, the Marlins it was a 0-0 tie. And we got one of our top guys that's going tonight, man. So that's really good. But I tell you what, they're still hanging around. They're still 500 ball club, and we almost at the All Star break, and we still at the. No, matter of fact, they're not West Coast. They're in the Phillies tonight.
Oh, they're in Philly tonight. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Ray
Phillies tonight. Yeah.
Ray, they're in Philly, so give us a call. We'll find out what's going on. You know, Ray might have flown up to Philly to see the game. You know, he's a diehard Philly fan.
Right.
So we'll find out. There was also a no-hitter today, right?
Yeah, well, let me right now tell you what, Marlins are up. Well, first of all, Monday they won 4-0 in Philly. Last night got beat up pretty good, 7-4. And tonight at the end of 7, they're up 3-2. So they got a chance to win the series tonight. So that's pretty good. And so, like I said, they're looking really good, man. So, but yes, out in San Francisco today, you had a history being made today. Not only did you have a no hitter, but you only had the second pitcher in Major League history to no hit the same team twice in the career.
Oh wow!
Oh man, he killed him today, and. I was sitting there watching other things today on ESPN, and they cut into it. And here he is out there just mowing them down. I mean, he really did good today, so it was good. And he was a guy that's a comeback player of the year because he definitely was a super all-star two-time Cy Young Award winner, MVP of the league, and then he just fell off. And now – you know, he's making his comeback, man, and it was really good to see. That'd be Lincecum come out there in San Francisco, and he no-hit the Padres for the second time in 2 years. And, again, only the second pitcher in Major League history to ever no-hit the same team twice in a career.
Wow. It's one thing to have two no-hitters in a career, but against the same team, he definitely had a number. So that's good. Congratulations to him. And we wish him well. We wish all those teams well. Very good.
Yes.
Well, hang around for a while, man. We'll talk some more baseball later on. Right now I'm going from baseball to that even smaller small white ball. We're going to talk golf with legendary Hall of Famer, Mr. Dwight Stevenson. Because this weekend we have the Dwight Stevenson Foundation Golf Tournament along with Florida Moore University. So we're going to talk about him and find out what's happening. So hang around and we'll come back to you a little bit later on.
You got it, buddy.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, right now we're going to someone who is no stranger to Talk to Me Sports. He's blessed us with his presence a couple times. We are always honored to have him with us. He's a legendary Hall of Famer for the Miami Dolphins, Mr. Dwight Stevenson. Good evening, Mr. Stevenson. How are you this evening?
Doing well, and yourself?
Man, I'm blessed and highly favored. Always great to be talking with you. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us. And tonight we want to talk golf with you. I know we usually talk on football with you, but tonight we're talking golf. I know
this weekend
you have the Dwight Stevenson and Florida Memorial Golf Tournament. Tell our listeners a little bit about that, please, sir.
Right, it is. It's a golf tournament that I've been thinking about for a few years here, and finally been blessed and had the opportunity to do it with Florida Memorial University. It's a golf tournament that we're going to have this Friday. We're going to tee off at going to be at the Don Shula Golf Course, which is located in Miami Lake, and we're going to tee off at 8:00. We're going to have breakfast before then. We got some of my NFL friends coming out. I have Mark Duver, Nat Morris going to come by. We have other guys from other teams that are going to come by. So we're going to have a full field. The golf tournament is pretty much sold out, and it's just a great time that we feel to be able to do something with Florida Memorial University and at the same time have a great time as well as raise some funds for the university. And then we also are going to be raising funds for the Dwight Stevenson Foundation, which we're going to be giving computers to deserving kids right here in our own backyard. That's always been something very dear to me, and I'm trying to get a chance to do some of that. So we're excited
about it. We thank you very much for that. Now, let me ask you a question. I found that no matter what the sport they play professionally, many athletes gravitate to golf. What is that, man? I mean, is it a common ground where you all can go out and find out who's the best athlete? What is it?
I tell you what, golf is just something. It really does. It transcends a lot of things. Age, I mean, cultures and everything. Once you play the game, it really is a great game. It's a fun game. And, you can play it way up into your later on in life and whatnot. But it's one of those things that once you catch the bug, and I'm telling you, it's something you really, really enjoy. It's a game that, you're really kind of playing against yourself. Of course, you want to beat everyone else and that sort of thing. But then it comes down to you're challenging yourself, trying to better your score each and every time. But it's a way to get out there, to be outside, in the outdoors, and get away from things. And just a great way, and we conduct a lot of business out there on the field and develop a lot of relationships out there on the golf course. So in a lot of ways, it's a great game.
Okay, I'm not going to put you in a spot, but we need to find out, man, how's your golf game, brother? How are you? You good at it?
I love the game. I think it's a great game, awesome game, but I'm not any good at it. I go out there. I think I'm the only one really enjoys my game. No one enjoys watching it. It's a game that I picked up probably like 15 years ago, 20 years ago, but it's one that you really have to work at, and I'm just not committed the time to do it, but I do every chance I get a chance to get out there and play. I get out there and try to hit the ball around. And I tell you what, I mean, I have gotten better, but I'm not good by any means.
Well, you're a legendary Hall of Famer. I mean, so, that says a lot in itself. And the time you're putting out there, not spending on a golf course, you are definitely putting time in and building great things and giving back to the community. So we thank you very much for all you do for the South Florida community as far as what's happening. So we appreciate that, sir. Now, the golf tournament is going to be at Don Shula's, a name you're well familiar with. So I got to ask you, what do you think and what do you see this year coming up for your Dolphins?
I see them improving. They have the attitude of the whole team, I think, is very, very important. Start with the, you know, with the ownership and all that, and they've shown the commitment and that, going to the head coach and down to the coaches as well as the players. I mean, they're committed to trying to put a winning football team out there on the football field. And I think they just have to, you know, just take that attitude that we're not going to settle for, you know, mediocrity, you know, or 8-8 season. I think they just have to kind of commit themselves to really, you know, trying to finish so that we can have a 12-4 season or 11-5, something that gets us into the playoffs and get us back to playing to possibly go to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl, something that we feel the Miami Dolphins, you know, the great tradition we've had over the years, we want to get back to that. So.
Okay. Well, very good, sir. We thank you very much for all you're saying. Now, you're an athlete. You're looking at it from another side. I'm not sure. We haven't talked basketball before, but, you know, the Heat came up a little short this year. LeBron opted out. Do you think he's going to stay or think he's going to go?
Well, I think he's going to stay. I think they, you know, that it's a great organization here. You know, what they've done here has simply been amazing and been able to attract them here, the same thing that, made him want to come here. I think the thing's going to keep him here. Being able to play for championships and play with some great team members, and the community is a great community. You know, it's a great place to raise a family. You know, he probably will. You know, look around, but I think that he'll end up staying here down here in Miami, as well as the other two guys too. You know, that organization is a first class organization, and so. We look forward to, making a run at the championship, and hopefully this year we'll win it, you know, and stuff. So that's where I feel, and that's what I think they want to accomplish, and I think he can do that right here in South Florida.
You know, we were just talking with a previous caller before that, and relates to your sport as far as football, and I think many people are upset when an athlete gets to make his own decisions on where he's going to go, and she flipped the script and talked about how the Colts cut, you know, such a great player. With Manning, you know, just days before they had to pay him all that money. And you hear a lot about it. But had he walked away and made his own decision, people would be upset. But the ownership cut him. And you know, it's kind of different when an athlete gets to decide where they need to go. People seem to get a little bit upset. But they forget that owners and team management does that almost every year.
They do. And, LeBron had a chance. You know, he's one of those unique individuals because of things and circumstances, he was able to decide where he wanted to go, and he had the talent that pretty much could have went anywhere he wanted to go. People may not have understood that, but I think it's, maybe he could have did it a little better, but I find no fault in the way he did it. You know, he was able to do it. He appreciated the people around him. It wasn't like he just told Cleveland, that he didn't appreciate them. I'm sure that he wants to be loved by everyone, especially his home, and, you know, from being from Cleveland or that area. I mean, he wants to especially be cared for and loved in that area. He's just a great athlete. He had a great, great situation. And, he selected where he wanted to go. And I do not think he did it in a bad way. I think he will eventually be loved and, and I think they think that he is. I think some people are making more of him, saying that, you know, they didn't like the way he did that than most people care about. And most people want to just see the guy do well, and they're positive on him. And he's done nothing but, you know, him to take the high road with everything. And, when it was okay for him to probably blow up or do something that wasn't classy, he didn't. He showed his class the whole time. So I'm proud of the way the guy has conducted himself.
Well, we thank you very much. So he's like you, a class athlete. We look forward to seeing you this weekend, this Friday at Don Shula's Golf Resort, the Dwight Stevenson and Florida Memorial Golf Tournament. I'll be out there. I'm going to be out there checking for the hole-in-one, man. So you got an opportunity to check that out, man. We got several great things, the close to the pin and the hole-in-one. So we look forward to seeing you this weekend, sir. Thank you for all you do for Florida Memorial and the community.
You got it. We appreciate that. And hopefully I'll see you on the links, okay? Take
care. All right, sir. You have a great one.
All right. You too.
There it is. Legendary Hall of Fame, Mr. Dwight Stevenson, talking about the Dwight Stevenson Golf Tournament along with Florida Memorial this Friday at the Don Shula's Golf Resort. I think it's all sold out, but you might be able to give him a call at 305-626-3600. Press 0 and ask him for information about the golf tournament. All right, we're moving right along. We've got some more calls on the line. We're going to check with them and see where they are and find out, and then we're going to talk. You can call in and talk to us about your what you have as far as World Cup and other things. Matter of fact, right now, before we talk about the Heat, let's check about, come back to a little bigger ball with a world emphasis and talk about the World Cup. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It sounds like Mr. Alvin. How are you this evening, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine, thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, I want to thank you very much, sir. I know you're on the road, and we're calling in and talking to Mr. Alvin, a former soccer player for St. Thomas University, who now has a soccer foundation and a sports clinic with things going on. Tell us about the World Cup, Mr. Alvin. What do you think about the games, and do you have any predictions as far as who will be emerging on top of the World Cup this year?
Hey, man, the World Cup this year has been crazy. You know, watching all the World Cups for the previous years, you know, you could always predict, you know, who's going to come through, at least going to the finals. This time round, man, you know, everything's going on. You know, the teams that you expect to win, you know, they're out already. You know, the teams, the underdogs, they're the ones that are finding the result, you know. So, you know, world champions 4 years ago, Spain, they're out, you know. So, hey, man, it's very crazy, man, but it's, you know, blessing to watch this beautiful game.
I have to take my hats off to you as a soccer player. People say a lot of things as far as different sports, but with limited timeouts, playing back and forth with the length of the game, you definitely have to be in excellent shape, man, and play soccer. You guys are running back and forth all the time. It is amazing. I get tired just looking at y'all, you know, so it's definitely out there. Now, let me ask you this. What do you think about it? I mean, it's a little controversy with everything, but what about the guy that is biting people in a game? What's that about?
Luis Suarez.
Yeah.
If you've done a little research on him, he's been
known.
This
is not the first time, right?
No, it's not the first time. It's his third time, actually. You know, he played in the Premier League in England, and he's done the same thing over there, you know, this year, you know. So, you know, and he's been banned. You know, he's done it in Holland. He was over there, done the same thing. So, you know, people say it's, you know, something internal. You know, it's just the moment. But, you know, I don't know. You know, it's not good for the game.
Okay. Now, you played soccer in college, and now you're out. You're teaching young people how to play soccer. You're starting a soccer league for Miami Gardens. Tell us a little bit about that and how people can contact you to sign up to get lessons and to be a part of the programs you have going on.
Well, definitely, you know, in the Miami Gardens area, we've got two locations. We've got AJ King Park, and we also got Norwood Park. You know, definitely check out our website, www.almsports.com. So that's almsports.com. Or you can just give us a phone call on 305-992-3799. And then all the young budding soccer players that are interested in the game, you know, get that fitness up, you know, be sure to give us a call. You know, we'll get you in that right frame of mind.
Okay, now when did you start playing soccer, sir?
Personally, I've been playing soccer all my life. You know, I'm, you know, just, you know, 32 in a couple of weeks' time. I've been playing this game since, you know, 5. You know, I'm from the UK. So in London, you know, soccer is the main thing. You know, there's no other sports except really soccer. And you got the rugby, but, you know, soccer is the number one out there.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you for all you do, sir. Have a safe trip back. Give them that website one more time, a contact number, because we definitely want to get more young people into soccer.
Definitely. It's www.almsports.com. That's almsports.com. The number is 305-992-3799.
All right, sir. We thank you very much. Have a safe trip back. And we'll be checking with you later on to find out what's happening at the World Cup. Are you going to go on a limb and make a prediction? Who do you think is going to take it all?
Prediction right now, I have to go for Germany. You know, so
okay.
We'll definitely have to talk about that a little bit later.
All right, well, we hope to hear from you again, man. Have a safe trip, and let us know when you get back, and we'll check in with you next week to see how things are going.
Will do. You take care,
Mr. Alvin with ALM Sports. You can definitely check his website out, ALMsports.com. If you have young people you want to get good lessons and want to find out more about soccer, it's actually starting a program in Miami Gardens. So thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Now, right now, we're going to go to one of our Heat fans. I know from downtown Miami, Mr. Theo. Good afternoon, sir. How are you today?
How you doing, Martin?
I'm doing great, sir. I'm doing great. So what do you think, man? Is LeBron going to stay or is LeBron going to go?
Well, you look at it this way. First of all, the team need appreciation. Everybody should be able to text them and say what a good season. You win some, you lose some. But the coach got to have more faith than the bench. Just like James Jones was a three-pointer. He was the third leader in three-pointer. He won a three-point contest in NBA All-Star. The regular season, he hit five threes in Orlando. Talk about him good. Back on the bench. Never seen him no more. He got to have more pride in his players and get more into the players. LeBron James made a statement that everybody got to be involved, even the ones that was there for a while. Did it happen? No. You can't keep playing the three big threes. You got a bench. And the regular season, if you look at all the NBA, they played their bench against the Heat. In this situation, you got to, the coach got to have faith in his bench. And when somebody hitting threes, just like LeBron say, if he hot, we going to feed him. It's not, let's be for real. It's not about LeBron. LeBron making them play the game better. When he be at a point guard, he ditching it. And what's going on is he can't get no rest because the coach don't believe in the bench. Put Haslam down. You put James Jones down. Coming to San Antonio game, you should have played Douglas. Put Ray back at his spot. He put Ray at guard. That ain't Ray job. That's not Ray job. So we talking about a rookie coach versus a veteran. If Doug Collin would have had that team right now, I think we'd have won the championship. We would have won that championship. But that's like
okay,
he opts
so,
or not.
So he stays. Is Melo a fit for the Heat?
That's something they got to really look at. They got to really that's silent point. Camilla's all right, but you got to get a center in the middle. You need a dominated center that's going to help you. I mean, he'll shoot all night now. But coming down to that defense, you got to get involved in all of it. Learn how to
he's
got to
play defense. And you can't really look at, in all fairness, you can't really look at Carmelo the way he's playing right now because all three of those players, you look at big three, adjusted their game to come. People are giving Bosch a hard time, but Bosch was a go-to man, a scorer, and a dominator in Toronto with the Raptors, and he adjusted his game to come here. If he does come to the Heat, he definitely has to adjust his game to pass and play some defense in order to make that win. So we'll find out.
That's Pat Riley's decision.
Who do you think they need to take tomorrow in the draft?
Hold that.
What do you think about the draft tomorrow?
Really, it's really too much hot now.
Okay.
It's not like it used to be a long time ago. You know, it's a new day now. And if you look at it, NBA is going to be soon. The future is just like college because the veterans leaving. So it's going to be a faster game, and that's going to be the second college level.
Okay.
So, you know, when the season starts, and, like, it's one more thing I'm going to say to you. And I listen to the coach of the Heat. He always say, be ready when your number is called. Your number is called in practice. When you practice on that field, he don't call that number. He'll look at the big three get wild all day before he go to that bench. And I think Douglas would have helped us at guard if he would have gave him, even rotate a lot of benches out, just like in game three. We brought it back to seven. I would have put some shooting guards out there. I would have opened it up then. But, you know, you got one man, and, you know, I mean, LeBron brought the game to it. You know, let's stop bashing LeBron. We got to look at this thing a whole different way. LeBron is just one man that helped in South Florida, brought two championships. Now, I'm going to say this now, and I'm going to leave it there. Out of the two championships, did no county commissioners gave the Heat Appreciation Day or nor gave LeBron a key to the county. That something should happen. Everybody else came and got a key, and I'm hoping they listen to it. They should get Appreciation Day down in that commissioner chamber for the job they do, and I seen them come to some of the ceremony. But now it's time for them to bring something to the table for the Heat. That's what we're looking for. And for all of
okay,
fans,
we're going to put that word out there first, too, with City of Miami Gardens. We'll be up here with the stadium. They just gave one to Flo Rida, so maybe they might give one to the Heat and LeBron. So, Mayor Gilbert, if you're listening, hey, we say the Heat should have a Heat Day and should get a key to the city.
No, it's because the county commissioner downtown.
There you go.
Downtown.
What else is happening downtown? Anything else you want to talk about for us before we get out?
Yeah, one thing I want everybody to understand. We in a debt situation with jobs in Miami-Dade County. Take it as no joke. Don't sleep on it. We've been given for the last 7 years, county employees, been giving this county what they want. Every year is a budget situation in Dade County that the mayor have to close the gap by putting laying off people. Now you're talking about 450 officers. We talking about more employees and the ones that if you got a management, you got management. It's just like it's like NBA. We got a management. You got a management team sitting to the top. You got the coaches, but you ain't got no players because you know fired all the players. So you got more management making $107,000 a year, but you ain't got no workers through the bottom that you killing off the workers. This thing is gone into a private section right now. Everybody is greasing their pockets, from the directors and all. They're coming at the little people. We saving $400 million in tax. You don't want to raise tax. For the taxpayer who want to listen, call the mayor and ask him why your family is being put out of job every year. It's important that many employees need to start rising up and stop sleeping. This game is serious. He's talking about 10% of your money, which is going to end with all the cuts, the layoffs, and whatever. We're talking about 50% of your money.
All right. Well, there it is. Talking the game of life, some things that are happening downtown. So make sure you find out what's going on. Make sure you appropriate decisions and make sure you go to the polls. All right, sir. Thank you for listening.
All right.
We'll check in with you next week.
All right.
We've got some important comments. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a range of pep talkers standing by. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org and find free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education.
People are always talking about the stock market, always looking to invest in a good opportunity, something with the potential to grow. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock where you invest to make money, but a stock for a social change. A whole new kind of investment called Better Futures. When you invest, it helps students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for everybody. I could be the first college graduate in my family, the first district attorney from my neighborhood. And if I'm the first, then maybe there will be a second and a third. This can really be the start of something. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
All right. Well, I'm going to borrow a line from him. Ladies and gentlemen and boys of all ages, we are definitely blessed. We've got the originator with us tonight. I'm going to check in with him. I know he's got something to say about LeBron opting out or opting in. We're going to see if he has a few minutes for us. The originator who put the concept together for Talk to Me Sports, Mr. Raymond Bennett. Good evening, sir. How are you this evening?
I'm well. I'm enjoying the show. I'm really enjoying the show. You know, I love the sports talk. I love the passion that everybody brings.
So what do you think, man? Will LeBron stay or will he go?
This thing is crazy, man. They have so many options in terms of where people might end up. I think I said this to someone. If you look, if you could just go back and archive it, look at the look that LeBron had when he left the last game when he played with the Cavaliers, when he walked off that court against Boston, and the way he strutted off, he had that same. It was a look of, I'm disgusted, I'm tired, I'm overworked, I'm doing all I can to do this thing, and I'm not getting any help. He had that same look when he walked off the court against the Spurs, like, yo, I'm disgusted, I'm tired, I'm right back to where I was. Wade's gotten older, Bosh is turning into a jump shooter, we have no bench, I'm tired, I want to be able to play with younger players. I think LeBron is going. I don't know where he's going, but I think he's going. I think he, you know, LeBron is basically, he's the new, this new era in terms of what basketball is about. It's where players don't have no loyalty, not necessarily any loyalty. They just want to look for the better opportunity. They don't want to be like old ball players like a Miller, like a Ewing, like a Stockton, like Barkley. You know, like when players get together and say, well, you were good, but you never won your championship. So with that, they start talking about their legacy while they're playing the game, which is unheard of to me. So I think he's willing to go on the greener pastures, because I don't think, seriously, and I don't think the Heat can able to surround themselves with players that's going to help. Do you bring Wade back? Wade is an old 31. I mean, if you
right.
look at Wade.
He might need to start coming off the bench if he stays at all. So, LeBron, I mean, Wade might need to start coming off.
If you look at
okay,
Wade,
Will,
you look at,
Will,
if you look at, I was just going to say real quickly, if you look at Wade and you look at Duncan, based upon the play, you think that Wade is older than Duncan. But Wade is taking
right.
a lot of punishment. He plays hard.
That's it.
I just don't know.
Is Carmelo a good fit for the Heat?
No. No. I'm a Knicks fan, and I'm going to tell you why. Carmelo demands the ball. Carmelo demands the ball and a lot of the ball. And he doesn't
well, –
sometimes Carmelo takes plays off. He doesn't bust it on a defensive end sometimes.
Yeah, he doesn't. That's the current Carmelo. Do you think he can adjust his game for a championship ring?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think he does? Wow.
Do you think he could adjust his game for a championship ring? I mean, he might just say, look, you got to play some defense. You got to pass. If you want the ring, that's why. Yes, you're winning scoring titles, and yes, you're putting up points, but you're not winning the whole thing. So something to think about. Because when you look at the big three, everybody adjusted their game at some point to come together to get those two rings.
I think one of the things everybody fails to realize real quick is that Carmelo, he did an interview when he talked about leaving and all that. He said, well, people fail to realize it. My upping and leaving is more than just a decision made by me. It's a family decision. And it's a, you know, and with his son being adjusted to New York City and his wife being from New York, it's hard just to walk up and leave out of that. And then
Ray, let me ask you this. Who's his wife been hanging out with for the last couple of months?
Well, she's been out in L.A.
No, yeah, but she's been on a set with Think Like a Man 2 with Gabrielle Union. Don't you think they've been talking about behind the scenes about how did she come to Miami and what's going on? We had a caller say last week that the big three weren't going anywhere because their wives wanted to stay in Miami. So we'll find out. I don't know.
this is you know, and it's all going to start tomorrow. Well, it basically is going to start tonight because allegedly the rumor has it that the Knicks have traded Chandler and Felton to Dallas. For some players to be late. And
for some draft days. So tomorrow's going to be very interesting.
Because people are going to be drafting for other people. Don't be surprised. I mean, this is just a stretch. Don't be surprised if Phil Jackson's able to dump some salaries, that LeBron likes the big stage. What bigger stage is it than being in New York City?
New York, New York. You got it. We'll find out tomorrow. Everybody needs to turn in to Mr. Dan Hardy's show tomorrow night from L.A. because he'll probably have some updates, I'm sure, on the draft and latest free agency information. Thank you very much, Mr. Ray, for all you do and for putting all this together, man, and for giving me
a shot.
I appreciate it, my brother.
I got man love for you. Keep doing what you're doing, especially letting the people in Miami and around the world stay informed. You do more than just sports. You keep people abreast of what's going on in life, and I love that about you.
All right, sir. Thank you very much, man.
Have a good night.
Well, Speaking of that, we said earlier we got two of the hottest names in music in South Florida right now, Jay-Z and Beyonce. Tickets were outrageous. Many music lovers couldn't even get in to check them out. But there's something happening right here in Miami again with two more great names on Monday, and we got one of those joining us tonight. Good evening, sir. How are you this evening? Mr. Jones.
I'm sorry. How you doing? How you doing, Mr. Martin?
I am doing fantastic, man. I know you're taking time out of your busy schedule. You're about to go back on stage. But tell our listening audience about where they can come out Monday night and hear some more great music in South Florida.
Come out Monday night to the Stage Miami to hear myself, Jay Jones, and the Love Jones Experience, Mr. P.J. Morton, Grammy Award winner, and Miss Shante Khan, background singer of NDRE at 7:30. Doors open. You don't
Wait,
want to
you talking about P.J. Morning, P.J. Morton from formerly with Maroon 5?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. In South Florida, Monday night. Where is it going to be?
At the Stage Miami.
All right. If they're not familiar with Jay Jones and the Love Jones Experience, give them a brief information about it because we're about to close out. I know you have to get back on stage, but tell them what they might hear.
You're going to hear a lot of smooth jazz, oldie goldies. We're like a gumbo pot. We play everything. We don't just stick in one genre. The soulful music, smooth jazz, R&B, country, all of it. You'll hear it all from us.
Okay. All right. Well, that's Monday night at the Stage. And I got to ask you, do you think LeBron's going to stay or is he going to go?
I think he's going to stay. The Heat is the best. And Miami is the best. So I think he's going to stay. He can't win them all.
You know, it's kind of like artists with shifting record labels. So he's got a winner right here. He's got a hit. And he's going to stay right here and grind it out, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, remind your fans Monday to make sure they check out Talk to Me Sports. They can check you out Monday night, 8 p.m., The Stage. Give me a website and Twitter real quick.
Also, to check out more, get more on me, check out jay-jones, jones.com. You can see all the latest news on me here, all the latest music, and all the latest on myself and my band.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Good luck
with
you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, man. Okay, we got a few more calls online. We're going to go to them and find out what you're talking about. 6321, you're on the air. Talk to me. It's Talk to Me Sports.
Good evening, Mr. Martin. How are you?
I am doing great, sir. That sounds like none other than Mr. Nick Zizi and Mr. Possibilities. How are you today, sir?
Outstanding, outstanding. It's been a while.
Well, let me ask you, man, what are the possibilities? What do you think? Is LeBron going to stay or is LeBron going to go?
LeBron is going to stay. I don't think there's another team that has the type of caliber as the Miami Heat. Miami Heat's been to the finals four times in a row. I mean, what other team's done that?
That's it. You got it. You're absolutely correct. I don't know. I think he's here. But as many people were saying, it depends on it's a family decision. They're also talking with their wives and girlfriends and, well, wives now because everybody's married. It's going to depend on what's happening. It's also going to depend a lot on what happens tomorrow in the draft. So it's a lot going on. And as I was just telling Brother Ray, it seems that, you know, Lala was in Think Like a Man, too. And so she's probably been talking to Gabrielle and saying, hey, you need to come on down here to Miami, just like L.A. and New York, and it's a big market. Brother Ray just said he wouldn't be surprised if Phil can dump some salary that a LeBron might go to New York. So it's going to be interesting. There's no telling where they may end up. But we do know one thing. He wants to win. So my prediction is he's going to re-sign with the Heat for less, to free up some money to get a supporting staff and cast with a good bench so he can actually get another ring. Because Norris Cole is the only one with a guaranteed contract for next year. So I think it's what he's going to do. I think he's going to be here, right here in South Florida. So I don't know. As always, Mrs. Easy, let us get some motivational moment from you. What do you have to motivate us tonight?
Well, I was thinking about the power of our words. You know, the Bible says the power of life and death is in our mouth. Everything that we say or everything that we have in our lives is a result of what we've spoken. And when you speak a word, when you put it out in the atmosphere, there's a greater chance of that thought that produced that word that came out of your mouth to create something in your life. And everything that you have in your life is a result of what you've spoken, what you've decided to believe. So I challenge you today to stop discouraging yourself from succeeding. A lot of us, we don't even wait for people to discourage us. We discourage ourselves. We say, you know, I just don't have the money, or I don't have the time, or it's too late for me to go back to school. I'm too old to go back to school. I'm too old to start my business, or I'm too young to start my business. Whatever it is that you want to do, whatever your dream is, make sure you use the words wisely. Use your words wisely. Use positive words. I want to leave you with this poem. I don't know who the author is, but I remember reading it several years ago. Here's the poem. It says, "Did is a word of achievement. Won't is a word of retreat. Might is a word of bereavement. Can't is a word of defeat. Ought is a word of duty. Try is a word of beauty. Can is a word of power." Use can. Make it happen. You've got what it takes. This is Nick Veazey, also known as Mr. Possibility, letting you know that all things are possible if you only believe. Thank you for having me, Mr. Martin.
All right, Nick, tell them where they can find more of you. Give me your website and Twitter handle real quick.
Absolutely. The website is nickzizi.com. That's nickzizi.com. You can also look me up on Twitter. That's twitter.com/NickZizi. That's NickZizi.
Hey, I take what you say very seriously, so I'm going to say Talk to Me Sports is going to be an award-winning presentation. We'll soon be rivaling ESPN because of what Mr. Raymond Bennett has put together. And I'm going to say that LeBron James is staying in Miami. He will be back in the finals next year and coming home with a championship trophy. That's what we're going to put out there in the atmosphere for our championship, Miami Heat. And while we're at it, let's stop bad-mouthing and say the Dolphins will have a winning season. Because, hey, remember, Nick,
last year
we said at the end of the year that the Miles were going to have a much better year this year, and guess what? They definitely are. So I think you're definitely on something I believe in. Speak it as though it will be, and will come to fruition. So we thank you very much, Nick, and we want to remind everybody, make sure you check us out 4 nights a week. Monday night, you have Mr. Kevin Dixon coming to us live from Harrisburg. Then on Tuesday night, you just heard from him a few minutes ago, the originator, Mr. Raymond Bennett. Then he passes it off to Mr. Jerry Carpenter out of Chicago. Then Wednesday night, yours truly, C. Vernon Martin, coming to you live from Miami. Then on Thursday, we go out to the West Coast. I left with Mr. Dan Hardy. Make sure you check out Dan tomorrow night, because I'm sure he's going to give you some information on the latest free agents updates, what happened all day in the NFL trade and the NBA draft, and some more World Cup action. But you definitely want to make sure you keep coming back to Talk to Me Sports. If you missed anything, you definitely want to make sure you check out the Talk to Me Sports website for more information. Tell your friends about us, and make sure you come back here to check it out next Wednesday night, 9 p.m., with yours truly, C. Vernon Martin. But 4 nights, a great show all week, tell your friends. And if you're a golf fanatic, don't forget Saturday, lots of golf happening. But even before that, Friday, Don Sula's Golf Resort, the Dwight Stevenson and Florida Moore University Golf Tournament. For more information, you can call 305-626-3600, 305-626-3600. Press 0 and ask for information on the golf tournament. Thank you very much for listening. Tell your friends and join us back here tomorrow night with Mr. Dan Hardy with the latest in the NBA draft.
We thank you for listening. This has been a Talk to Me Sports Radio Network broadcast.
That one's for you, Ray.
Well, you can tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody, go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, yes I am, yes I am, yes I am, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
We thank you for listening. This has been a Talk to Me Sports Radio Network broadcast.
Woo! Miami Sound Machine. Big Will, king of the hill.
Good night. We'll see you next week.